第五节
Starting on verse 5
耶和华的话临到我说耶和华说以色列家我待你们岂不能造这窑帐弄泥么以色列家泥在窑帐的手中怎么样你们在我的手中也怎么样
So verse 5 says Then the word of the Lord came to me O house of Israel Can I not do with you as this potter does declares the Lord Like clay in the hand of the potter So are you in my hand O house of Israel
Hallelujah 我们再读一处圣经这比较更清楚的罗马书第八章
Let's turn to another verse in Romans chapter 8
第二十九节
Verse 29
因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样使他的儿子在许多的弟兄中做长子
For those God foreknew he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son that he might be the firstborn among many brothers
预先所定下的人要召他们来所召来的人要称他们为义所称为义的人又叫他们的荣耀
And verse 30 And those he predestined he also called Those he called he also justified Those he justified he also glorified
如果你是一个被神所拣选的人罗马书第八章这段话就是我们的人生
So if you are chosen by God Romans chapter 8 here is talking to you
如果你是一个真的神所拣选的人耶利米书第十八章哪里所讲的就是你的人生
And likewise if you are the chosen one by God Jeremiah 18 is your life
神是窑帐我们是他手中的泥土
For God is the potter and we are the clay in his hand
泥土没有办法叫自己成为一个器皿
So the clay cannot by itself form a shape
就好像罗马书里面我们是只是被拣选的没有办法自己的荣耀没有办法自己好像主一样
just like in Romans chapter 8 here we are the one that are chosen and by ourselves we cannot be justified and glorified
这两段圣经里面讲到神的绝对的主权在我们的身上
the two verses here talk about God's ultimate authority in our life
就是我们人生有时候会遇到一个情形你往左转没有路走右转没有路走
So in life sometimes you'll be in a situation where you turn right and left there's no road
你不可以往前也不可以退后
You cannot go forward you cannot go back
你也不可以往上也不可以往下
You cannot go up and you cannot go down
也没有旁边的人可以帮助你
And people around you cannot help you also
他们都爱你但是无能为力
For they may love you but they are helpless
这个叫做属灵警戒的将军没有起
So this in the spirit it's like you are being checkmate you have no more moves
你有没有试过被神 checkmate 将军没有起
Have you ever been checkmate by God
如果你没有的话
if you have never
你就不是神所拣选的人
Then I'll say maybe you are not chosen by God
因为耶利米书讲得很清楚我是窑帐，你们是我手中的泥土。
Because Jeremiah said very clearly, I am the potter, you are the clay in my hand.
这个泥土有时候不太听话，但是没有办法，这个泥土完全一点办法都没有，因为一切都在乎这个窑帐的手。
For this clay cannot do anything without the potter's hand.
那被拣选的人，神是要叫我们定下效法他儿子的模样。
So those who are chosen by God, God want us to be like His Son, Jesus Christ.
你知道主跟我们的模样差多远呢？
You know, the likeness of our Lord and us, there's a great difference.
这个过程的里面，我们要放下多少自己的梦想，多少自己的模样，多少自己的理想。
So in this whole process to be more like Christ, we have to let go of our ambitions, let go of our ideals.
生命就是这样子的。一直在转换转换转换
So in life it's always like that it's constantly turning and turning
跑到没有得跑的时候突破突破突破
And then to the point where you have no more road to go you have to break through and break through
这样子就长大
And that's how you grow
Let me say this in English first so it's easier to understand The kingdom of God is not being organized or programmed. It's being conceived, mature, and to give birth. 就是神的国不是切记不是用那个电脑的方程式去 program 的 乃是什么是受孕成熟生产 Is that right? I don't know.
Okay, praise the Lord.
你要知道这个理念非常重要
So you have to understand what I just said. It's very important.
不要以为我们在基督教里面听一些道理，学点神学就可以。 No, 这个道理可能只是写在这个石板上，但是一切要写在心板上才有用。
So don't just come to church thinking that you'll learn some truth and in the Bible, but this knowledge it should be written in your heart.
Yeah, 这个因为基督教里面所有的一切都是讲到。 生命的长成
Because in Christianity, all we're talking about is how your life matures and grow.
也在这个长成的过程里面 有很多时候 你是完全没有办法
So in this process of growth, there are many times where you are helpless, you cannot do anything.
Yeah, 好像黑社会里面有句说话 人在江湖身不由己
So it's like the Chinese mafia, they have a saying is if you're in the, you know, kind of like the surrounding, you are helpless by yourself.
Yeah, 基督徒也有这说话,就是在主耶稣里面,我们也身不由己。
So likewise in Christian, in our Christian world, we also have a similar saying is in Christ, we are not ourselves anymore.
这个就是神的旨意。
And this is the will of God.
他要把你放在一个地步,将军!
So he wanted to put you in a situation where he checkmate you, you cannot have any more moves.
如果你看见一个人生命里面真的有解阳解的经历，他是完全不一样的。
If you see a person who really experienced this, he or she is different.
前几天我跟王牧师有美好的交通。
So a couple of days ago, I had a great fellowship with Pastor Wong.
我真的闻到这个基督的香气在他的身上。
And I smell the fragrance of Christ in Pastor Wong.
我知道神在他的身上有很多时候是将军没有起的。
And I know that many times God have checkmated Pastor Wong in his life.
他真的是没有完全一点方法都没有。
And to the point where he cannot do anything by himself.
只有默默地背着他的十字架。
And that he can only silently carry his cross and go forward.
弟兄姐妹，这个受苦啊，只是一种的理念。
So brothers and sisters, to suffer is, you know, something within.
It's a mindset.
It's a mindset.
你把这个理念一改变,受苦就不是受苦。
So if you can change that mindset that suffering is no longer suffering.
痛苦要变成顺服。
And that pain becomes obedience.
Submission. 这个就是基督徒的人生。
So that is a life of a Christian.
在这个生命的路上, 我们不要常常想着,哦,痛苦,痛苦,痛苦。
So on this travel of life, do not always focus on your pain and pain.
乃是多一次的机会顺服,多一次的机会顺服。
But see it as another opportunity to obey, another opportunity to submit to God.
生命幼小的基督徒呢,他们看见的是痛苦啊,所以你看见他们常常有痛苦,要需要医治。
So for the young Christians or immature Christians, they see pain and they always need healing.
Yeah, 但是成熟的基督徒呢,他们看的不是痛苦,是顺服。
But those who are mature, they see it as a chance to obey God.
因为他们真的明白到这个将军没起的道理在哪里。
Because they understand, you know, the being checkmated, what it means.
难道你要推翻那个棋盘,你要发脾气吗?
Are you going to basically throw the checkboard away and get mad?
好像你知道,这个时候你输了。Because
you know when you're checkmated, you have lost.
但是我们不是输给那些人,或者输给那个环境。But
we're not losing to man, we're not losing to the environment.
我们乃是好像泥土在这个摇杖的手里面, 完全的再一次的游远下来，知道主啊，你是我的神。
But we are like the clay in the hand of the potter, and we're completely soft when we know, Lord, you are my God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
这个教会其实呢，没有有学习的不是很多，有学习的学问的不是很多。
So, you know, our church, we're not very great in terms of knowledge and
包括我在里面。
And even, you know, to the point myself.
这个教会也没有很特别的什么的No, 装饰特别的事情。
So we don't have great decorations and you know, beautiful buildings.
但是这个教会，我知道神要拣选这个教会，做成一个真正明白，我们是泥土，真正有真正的顺服在神的面前。
But I know God have chosen us, this church, to truly become the clay in His hand, to truly submit to Him.
主耶稣说，你们来到旷野要看什么？
So Jesus said, when you're in the wilderness, what are you looking for?
要看风吹动的芦苇。
So you want to see the, I guess, the wind kind of blowing at the grass.
没有好的环境给你看。
There is no great, environment for you to look at.
而且里面要穿那个穿湿麻衣的人啊。
And you want to wear kind of like the sack type of clothing?
他说也没有给你看，也没有什么的大人物给你看。
So there is no great person, great people to look at.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天这个神圣的聚会里面，我们要明白一件事情。
So, brothers and sisters, in this holy meeting that we have, one thing we have to understand.
我们是泥土。
For we are clay.
神对我们说，他是窑匠。
And he is telling us, God is the potter.
如果你的生命没有这样子的张军美起。
If in your life you have not been to a point where you're checkmated,
你还不算是一个属灵人。
You have not truly experienced or
a spiritual person. 小孩子。
For we are still a baby.
无论你的恩赐多大。
No matter how much, I guess, a spiritual talent you have.
无论神透过你身上所流露的能力有多奇妙。
No matter how much power or how great God have shown through you.
真正的属灵人。
For a true spiritual person,
是在神面前完全的顺服。
Is somebody who's totally submit before God.
顺服是与这个属灵的情度完全平衡的一个的层面。
So, no, how you submit, it matches the spiritual level you are.
雅各本来也很不太愿意顺服。
So Jacob, he did not want to submit.
他要抗拒他的命运。
And he wanted to fight against his, I guess, destiny.
但是在亚伯渡口，神一扭他的大腿或的手。
But when God kind of crippled him,
这个时候是雅各的将军美起。
So that was when God checkmated Jacob.
雅各完全改变。
And Jacob changed from that point.
他看见他的以扫，他说：“我看见你的脸，好像看见神的脸一样。”
So when he saw his brother, Esau, he said, I see your face like I saw God's face.
因为他看见自己的软弱，他看见他自己的错。
Because Jacob saw his weakness and he saw that he was wrong.
就算对他的掌心。所以你看见一个人已经改变，所以他年老到见法老王的时候。
So when he was old, he saw the Pharaoh.
他说，我一生的日子啊，又短又苦。
And he said, For my life is short and bitter.
我没有很多其他的荣耀，好像列祖一样那么光彩的。
I was not like my forefathers have glory.
你可以看见一个人被神抹过，他里面的灵是不是刚硬的，是柔和谦卑。
So you see in Jacob, a person that was touched by God, his spirit is gentle and not hard.
以撒的顺服当然不用说，他要爬上那个祭坛，大多多顺服的孩子。
So, and likewise, Isaac, also submitted as he went up on the altar and sacrificed himself.
然后亚伯拉罕顺服，我们也知道。
And we know how Abraham obeys God.
神三番四次要祝福这个孩子，要应许这个孩子，这个孩子也是从神子里面的出来的，以撒。
So, God many times want to bless this children, this child, Isaac.And this Isaac was born from God's miracle.
也告诉亚伯拉罕说，以撒将来要，你成为你的后裔，你很多好像天上的星， 讲的很多的话，很多的应许。
So many a time God had promised to Abraham that in the future this child Isaac will you know, basically be your descendant and it will lead to your descendant be like the stars of the sky.
然后突然之间告诉他你要把你的儿子献上。
But then after God promised all this, all of a sudden he asked Abraham, you have to offer up your son.
亚伯拉罕那个时候想什么呢？其实我知道他想什么。
So what was Abraham thinking? I think I know.
他说如果我不献我的儿子，如果这个是神的话，他也可以随时收取我的儿子。
I think Abraham was thinking, if I do not offer up my son Isaac, you know, God can take away Isaac anytime anyways.
所以我还是自己献上好了，听话好。
So I might as well submit and obey and offer up my son.
如果是我们呢，很多人会说，哇，这个事情解释说话好像跟你所有的应许相反的，我需要一个认证。
So if it's us, we might tell God, hey, you know, what you're asking me to do is different from all your promises in the past. I need a confirmation.
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你，现在告诉你一个秘密 ，sign 这些认证呢，是给这些年纪小的基督徒的。
So brother and sister, let me tell you, to ask for a sign of confirmation from God is for the young Christians.
有人以为这样子很属灵，其实一定不属灵。
You may think this is a spiritual thing to do, but it is not.
为什么呢？因为仇敌撒旦也可以放这些 sign 在我们旁边。
Because the enemy is saying he could put signs around us also.
但是仇敌撒旦没有办法在你心里面成为圣灵的感动对你说话。
But the enemy cannot, you know, touch you in the spirit and talk to you in the spirit.
亚伯拉罕这个顺服是很特别的，因为他有很多的应许，说这个儿子是什么祝福，突然间要现在好像是神出于凡人。
So Abraham, you know, his experience is very unique because he has to offer Isaac, but it seems like God had promised him the blessings, and it seemed like God is.
我觉得如果全人类什么时候最有可能最有理由去问神做一个认记的或者是证明的，就是这个情形一定会。
And I think it's very reasonable among all, you know, in all history that at this point Abraham asked for a sign of confirmation from God.
但是亚伯拉罕很聪明，他知道如果这个不是神叫我的或者是我听错的，他一定会拦阻我。
So Abraham was very smart in that he knows if this is not what God has told me, he will stop me.
但是如果我没有听错的话，最好还是我自己献上，不然他也可以把我的儿子拿去。
But Abraham thought, well, if I didn't hear wrong, I better offer up Isaac. Otherwise, God will take Isaac away anyways.
虽然那个时候亚伯拉罕没有读过耶利米书十八章，但是他心里面知道我是泥土，你是窑匠。
So even though Abraham did not read Jeremiah 18 at that time, but he knows he is the clay and God is the potter.
所以那三天的路程上去山上献以撒的时候，我相信亚伯拉罕一定在想。
So on the 3-day trip going up to the mountain to offer up Isaac, he was thinking,
我没有其他路走，我是给神装将军美旗。
That he was thinking, I have no other alternative for God have checkmated me.
所以亚伯拉罕就在那个 checkmate 的里面突破了。
So in this situation being checkmated, Abraham was able to break through.
Yeah, 雅各就在神的 checkmate 里面突破了。
And likewise, his son Isaac break through in God's checkmate.
弟兄姐妹，如果你的人生里面有这个将军美旗的局面
，So brothers and sisters, if you are being checkmated by God in your life.
如果你有智慧的，你就看见一条顺服的道路。
If you have wisdom from God, you will see, you know how to obey and submit.
你就知道这个是你的转换，是你的突破。
And you will know this is a turning point for you.
因为神的旨意总是美好。
Because God's will、
Hallelujah.
is always good.
Hallelujah! 在我的。Hallelujah.的一生的基督徒的路程里面，我听见很多人的难处，很多人的痛苦。
So in my Christian walk and life so far, I've heard many people's pain and sufferings.
我通常都给他们一些开导啊，给他们一些意见啊，祷告啊，祝福啊。
And I often try to counsel them, bless them, and pray for them.
但是有些话呢，很少跟人讲的，就是有些人我会对他说，对不起，弟兄 ，you're in the checkmate position. 你就是在将军没有棋的位置。
But sometimes, it's hard for me to say, but I would tell some certain people that you are being checkmated.
没有东西你可以做。
There's really nothing you can do.
只有在你的心在神面前完全的柔软顺服，说你是摇杖，我是泥土。
And the only thing you can do is you allow your heart to obey and submit to God and know that you are the clay in God's potter's hand.
当人的灵的身心被神抓住滴血般般滴血的破碎的时候，
So when a person's spirit and heart is kind of crushed by God, and
他的滴血就是金香炉的祷告。
So when that person's heart is broken and he was able to talk and pray to God, it is like the golden incense, you know, coming up.
真正金香炉的祷告不是言语的祷告。
So it's like the incense and going up to heaven, it is not a prayer of words.
是生命的压榨出来的基督的香气。
And it is, you know, that life being broken and crushed, the fragrance of Christ coming out.
所以你在每一个转换的里面，你就慢慢的成长成熟。
So in each turning point, you begin to mature and grow.
慢慢的就有效法他儿子的形象的样式在你的身上。
And to be like the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
然后你的生命呢，会非常的平衡。
And there will be balance in your life.
你不会是一时的火热。
You will not all of a sudden become on fire.
其实神不稀罕你的一时的热心。
Because God doesn't really care about your temporary, you know, being on fire and fervent for Him.
神在乎你里面这个生命的改变。
But God wants to see your inner life changing.
成熟的人他非常的平衡。
For a mature person is very balanced.
很有深度
and there is depth.
啊，举些例子给你们看，就举言语、话语。
For example, in terms of language and words,
因为主耶稣说，我们心里面所充满的，口里面就会说出来。
Because Christ said that whatever is in our hearts, it will actually manifest itself in how we talk.
Yeah, 所以我们的言语呢，最表现出人的心。
So how do we converse and talk? It kind of show forth our heart.
雅各书里面三章二节说到，如果我们可以在言语上没有过失，其实我们就是完全人。
In the book of James, we talk about if we have no errors in our language, then we are complete.
所以我们的言语很重要。
So how we talk is very important.
有时候人讲说话很直。
So sometimes some people may be very direct.
Yeah, 其实这个不是很好的。
That might not be the greatest thing.
为什么呢？因为这里的是没有一个属灵的智慧。
Because there is not a spiritual wisdom there.
很诚实，但是没有智慧。
You may be very honest and direct, but you're lacking wisdom.
因为在你的话里面呢，没有这个 consideration of others, 就是关心别人的感受。所以我很直，李伟很直，就是诚实。对，但是其实。有些不是很对。
So you may think you're very honest by being direct, but at the same time, you don't have that consideration to protect other people.
好像有一个妻子来问她的丈夫。
So a wife, like a wife, come and ask her husband.
我刚弄完这个头发型，她去飞发店，那个剪发店。我刚弄完这个发型很难看啊。
So the wife may say to her husband, I just do my hair, and I feel like it's not really good.
是不是很难看？
Is it really bad?
那个丈夫说，你的头发跟你的难看没有关系，你的头发好好的。
So the husband may say, well, your hairstyle and how you look is different.
No, it's not. No, your hairstyle is fine.
Oh, your hairstyle is fine.
Yeah, your ugliness and your hairstyle have nothing to do with each other.
Okay. Yeah, I don't need to translate that. Yeah.
Sometimes, 有时候我们很诚实，但是没有想过的话。
So sometimes we may be very honest, but if we don't filter what we say,
是没有恶意的。但是有时候我看见，我以前看见有一个姊妹，可能这是我家里面的人。她说：“我说你把你的丝袜拉紧一下吧，因为你的丝袜很皱，很多皱纹。”
Okay, and what are those things called?
No, can you tighten up your pantyhose a little bit? You know,
okay,
because it's all wrinkly. 然后她说：“我没有穿丝袜。”
And so I asked this sister, well, your pantyhose seem like they're kind of wrinkly. And then the sister said, well, I'm not wearing any.
你有没有听过有一个伊甸的老那个员工有一个很胖的女人进来。
So in the there's a very I guess big lady that went into a store.
然后那个员工看见她，你怎么这样子的身材的那么胖，这里没有合适你穿的衣服。
So the employee would say to this woman, well, for your figure, there's nothing that will fit you in the store.
Yeah. 其实这些都是很急的话，没有什么恶意在里面。
So sometimes these words are very direct and there's no malice intended.
但是在台湾话里面有一句说很蛮好的，我觉得是很诚实，但是有点毒。
So in the Taiwan kind of slang, sometimes they will say you're very direct or very honest, but it's kind of it were harmful or poisonous.
Yeah. 其实孔夫子的话最好。
So what Confucius said was very good.
他说，这个很难翻译。Let me try to see. 直胜于文则也，就是直就是 the potential, 正 OK 直。Potential， 如果你讲话的话的那个 potential 是超过你的文，就是你的装饰，文就是文员修养方面，你就是野了，野就是 wild。
So I guess Confucius, what he said is, you know, what you intend to say, but if your words do not kind of match your intent, it comes out as wild.
Yeah， 但是文胜于直呢？这死的这历史的死，就是代表假的意思。就是如果你太有装饰说话，你的心基本上不是这样子，你就讲话好像很假的样子了。
But he also said, if you are very polished when you speak, but you don't have the heart or the honesty behind it, then it comes out as fake.
Yeah, 很好啊。然后他就说话就说文质彬彬，然后君子。
So and then it says,
文质彬彬，文质彬彬。
If your intent and how you speak matches, then you come across as a true gentleman.
所以在这个哥罗西书四章六节里面，
所以Colossians chapter 4 verse 6 it talks about, or
我们的言语要好像盐调和。
So Paul said, our language, our words should be like the salt balancing.
Yeah, 我们的言语要常常带着和气，好像盐调和。
So how we speak, it should come across as gentle and be able to kind of like mold all the flavors like salt.
这是我们的话不是很 blunt, 很急 很直的讲出来，但是我们的话语里面呢，带着我们的关心，带着我们的爱，好像盐调和。
So it's not just, you know, direct being the sense of direct, but we should say it with our, you know, caring and our heart, like the salt being able to mold all the flavors.
以弗所书四章十六节，保罗也说。
So in Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 16.
他说我们要用爱心说诚实话。
For Paul said, we should have the love, you know, when we say the truth.
当我们谈到诚实的时候呢，我们讲到我们的心灵里面带着充满着神的爱。
So when we talk about being honest, we need to have the love of God.
你们知道先知不是用来听神的话语的。
So do you know that prophets, they're not just to hear God's word.
先知乃是要把神的话语 ministry in the word of God, 用着智慧跟神的爱，并且在最好的时间讲出来。
But the prophet is to kind of minister in the word of God, being able to bring forth the word of God with knowledge and with love and at the right time.
Wisdom.
So it's wisdom.
Wisdom. 好像耶和华的言语呢， 诗篇十二章六节里面讲到，是好像什么银子纯正的，好像银子在泥牢里面炼过其子。
So in the Psalms, it talks about Jehovah's words are like the silver in the rushing kind of mud or stream.
弟兄姐妹，今天我没有时间跟你们谈很多一种基督徒成熟的表现是怎么样。
So brothers and sisters, I don't have too much time to tell you about all the ways of a mature Christian.
真正的属灵人，他们所表现的往往不是我们所追求这些恩赐上的能力。
So a truemature Christian is not always seeking after the spiritual gifts or manifestations.
只是在灵里面经过神的手所雕塑所破碎的这些属灵人呢，他们所流露出的是神儿子的无恙。
But those of us who have been molded and sculpted and broken by God, what they show forth is the likeness of His Son.
所以就说我的心柔和谦卑。
For the Lord says, my heart is gentle and also humble.
你可以就是学得到吗？
So can we learn that?
我上次跟王牧师谈话的时候，有句说他很感动我。
So when I was talking with Pastor Wong last time, there's one thing he said that really touched me.
我们讲到有一些人很难 不容易上出，但是他说如果他们的属灵生命成熟一点，就算真理有错，我们还可以一同。
So we talk about that. Some people are just very hard to get along with. And Pastor Wong said, if in the spirit.
其实我讲的就是有些人的真理是错的。但是他说，如果他属灵的生命好了，成熟，真理上错一点也可以。
So I said that, hey, some people, you know, theologically, you know, they're wrong in certain areas. And Pastor Wong said, it's okay as long as spiritually, I guess they're mature. And
if they're spiritually mature, we can still accept each other. 这句说话是很不容易听的，很不容易从属灵人的口中听出来。
So what, you know, when Pastor Wong said, you know, if they're spiritually mature, we can still get along together. And that's very hard to say.
就证明一个人不是单单的以讲道理，乃是讲到情义。
So it talks about, you know, when we get together with people, it's not just about knowledge or the truth, but it's also about that relationship.
Yeah, 如果有基督的生命，什么都好讲。
Because if we have the Christ of the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, everything is easy to talk about.
不要以为你知道一点的真理，你的真理就大过天。
Please don't think that, hey, you know a little bit of theology or truth, and you are all that.
因为有些很属灵的人，真的他们的真理也是有问题的。
Because even some very spiritual people, their theology may not be completely correct.
但在那句说话里面，我心里面感到一股的混乱，因为这句说话不是从人来的，乃是从神来的。
混乱。So, you know, when they say things, I just feel a warmth in my heart because the words come from God, not from man.
弟兄姐妹，一个成熟的生命，它是平衡的。
So, brothers and sisters, a mature life is very balanced, very even.
他们不会很偏执的注重一样的东西。
They will not focus on one thing to the extreme.
他们是有中庸之道，好像中国人这个 balance 中庸之道的看法。
So they have that in Chinese philosophy. It talks about like being very balanced in the middle.
他有一种叫属灵的深度，这是他是看事情很有属天的智慧。
And they have a spiritual depth. When they see things, they have the wisdom from above.
这些生命是哪里来的？
For this life, where does it come from?
就是不断的成为哪一个顺服的泥土，在窑长的手中。
For it is to become that submissive clay in the hand of the potter.
不断的在将军美其的地步里面，俯伏敬拜神。
And in continuously in the point when we're checkmated to obey to God.